The body has to get rid of old proteins to make way for new ones that tell cells what to do. Sometimes that process goes awry and cancers can develop. The same chemical procedure is believed to cause more common benign results, for instance, the ripening of fruit and the rate at which leaves fall from trees. A recent discovery by UW-Madison geneticist Rick Veerstra might result in fewer rotten tomatoes, but he says it's not likely to eliminate the chore of raking leaves.
You're not going to be able to keep leaves on trees all year round. But, you know, other things you could do is, for example, you could keep flowers from going past bloom.
Veerstra says scientists may be able to control these things in 5 years by studying a chemical process known as the ubiquitin pathway. It determines what proteins a body or plant will get rid of and which proteins it will keep. Veerstra says there are currently clinical studies underway on animal cells which examine how cancers can form when a body's protein disposal system goes haywire. He says drugs under experimentation may be able to prevent this.
From what I've seen in the data, that looks quite good. So in the not too distant future, this will be the next wave of cancer chemotherapies out there.
The ubiquitin pathway is considered so important that three scientists earned a Nobel Prize this year for showing how it helps organisms get rid of unwanted proteins. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.